Welcome, everybody, to DeStefano's Magic, where every episode is a journey into the enchanting world of Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
And we were not supposed to have an episode this week.
No, we were, but...
Yeah, it was going to release next weekend.
Yeah, but there was too much news to break today.
It's the most wonderful time of the year for us.
Yeah.
It's our favorite time of the year.
I feel like it's Christmas, but it's Halloween.
Yeah.
It's crazy
that we're excited for Halloween and it's May.
I know, but it starts in August. We go by the Disney calendar.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm team Halloween over Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we went for Christmas last year. So.
Yeah, I think that we had to do this today because Disney released so much news. We're going to be covering Disney World, not Disneyland. Disneyland also released news today.
Yeah, they're totally different.
But we focus on Disney World. That's our park. That's the park we visit. That's the park we go to. That's the one we've been to. And if you missed it today, you'll see in the thumbnail, obviously.
Yeah.
Not so scary. Was announced the dates, certain shows, and not so scary. Before we get into the news, I want to talk about what not so scary means to us. It is our favorite event at Magic Kingdom. If you've never been there, Nicole, explain
what
not
do you
so
mean
scary.
What it means to us.
Like what we love it. It's our favorite.
Right.
Because of the Sanderson Sisters show. Because of the, I think it's the best parade.
I think it is more like of an, it is for low wait times, but it's more of a like event, like a shows.
Yes.
You see, how many shows do you get? You get in, well, this year, and it's starting earlier.
Yes.
But I'm not going to talk about this year yet. You get in at 4, so you buy a separate ticket. You get in at 4, you get to have Magic Kingdom early.
They kick everyone out at 6. If you're not at the party,
you'll
get
your wristband.
Out.
I love it. I just love, the, like, they start piping in the music.
Yep.
Everything
the decor,
is the fog,
like
the pumpkins.
We go there. We try to go every year.
Everything's flickering.
It's just the Mickey pumpkins all
I feel
over.
Like the vibe
it's just
is
perfect.
Just spooky, but fun.
Yes.
Like the kid, it's not scary.
No.
Like the
well,
kids,
it's Mickey's not so scary.
Right,
it's not so scary. It's not Halloween Horror Nights.
Right.
At Universal, which I won't even go to because I'm a chicken.
I won't go to that.
Like, I mean, don't like being scared.
Maybe I will.
I don't mean, like being scared, same. So I would not go.
Yeah, I don't even watch horror movies. So.
No, I don't. You don't even watch horror commercials.
Right, yeah.
But
it's just like my favorite parade, Boo to You. It's just like such a bop.
It's amazing. It'll be stuck in your head for days.
The Headless Horseman, the Gravediggers. There's so many things I love.
Yeah, it's literally, I think.
It's hard to pick one.
It is such a great event because there's something for everyone to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been there before and you want to skip the Sanderson Sisters show, which I wouldn't. I love that show. But you could.
Yeah.
And you could ride rides.
3 times, though, they have it at night.
I'll tell you a story from 2 years ago. Nicole was waiting with Francesca, who was a baby at the time.
Right. So she couldn't really go on anything anyway.
What time did you get? The fireworks were at, what, 8:30?
Yeah.
And
kind of a rookie mistake, though.
You're there at 7?
I missed out on the whole party.
You missed out on the whole party, but
I staked out for the fireworks.
Ella and I walked around. Mm-hmm. We went. It said Splash Mountain was a 20-minute wait.
Yeah.
We went on, and when we came back around, there was no line. The lady's like, "Do you want to stay on?" Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Went back around, and then we got off. Then we went to Big Thunder.
Yeah.
Rode Big Thunder twice.
Yeah.
Stayed on.
Right.
Got off. Went to Pirates. Went back to Splash. And then watch the parade.
Yep.
And Splash is like an 11-minute ride.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's
I
not
held
a short
it down
ride.
With a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
But not up to the, like, for Ella, we'll still talk about it. Like, that was her favorite night.
Well, the coolest thing is we hit the Splash Mountain.
Yeah,
we were going down as the Sanderson Sisters show was ending.
Yeah.
So you saw the fireworks shoot up as the castle's lit up all spooky. It was so cool. I think it's the best time of the year. And I know Christmas might rival it. And we haven't been to really Christmas since
like
COVID. We went during COVID.
Right. Like, I love the Snope. I'm just like, I think I prefer the Halloween parade.
I like Halloween because I like Halloween better than Christmas. And also, I'm always happy. It's like around my birthday.
See, I love Christmas better.
It's around
I
our anniversary. I mean, I just like October. After Francesca's birthday, like it's kind of.
We did Halloween on the high seas too. That we do our Halloween people.
We are Halloween people,
but just not like parade wise. I think Not So Scary is better than Very Merry.
I think so.
You know,
I think so. I think I can't wait to see what they add. Every year they add stuff to the
parade.
5
new surprises this year.
Yes,
5.
Can one please be Ernesto de la Cruz?
Well, he is a villain.
I want him so bad because he sings in Disneyland at the Oogie Boogie Bash, and I want it. Mm-hmm. That's all I want is to watch Ernesto de la Cruz sing. And the way they interact with the crowd, it is awesome. I do think our parade's better based on watching it.
Oogie Boogie.
I watched it.
Yeah, that's scarier too.
That's freakier.
And
yeah,
it's
creepier.
Not as long, I don't think.
No, but I do like the certain aspects of Disneyland, and I hope they do bring some over to what we have going on. I hope we get a Haunted Mansion ride overlay and that kind of stuff. There, you know, but probably not.
I think not.
Probably not. But that's why we love it. That's why we're so excited. It is, they always have the best popcorn buckets.
Oh, the best. They always, and the Halloween snacks, like that are just for the party.
And we did a vlog on it last year.
Yeah.
So if you're watching this and you want to go back, we did a not so scary vlog.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we had just got off the cruise ship
that day
and went right to the park. So
it was great though.
It was awesome. I love that.
And the kids love it.
Right?
Like, boo to you. Still singing it. They were being the grave diggers for a while.
Oh, yeah. They, every time we got home, they were in the kitchen with like brooms.
Yeah.
You know, doing the grave digger dance. Yeah. But
this is just our opinion. We just love it.
It's an opinion. But I really think if you haven't tried it, I think it's the one party you must try.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my opinion. It is the best thing that Disney World offers, in my opinion. We're not going to go this year because we don't want to go without our kids. But there's something.
Staring. I don't know though. Nothing's confirmed.
Nothing's confirmed.
They do not put things on the site.
It's on the website. And if you want to know what we're talking about, you'll find out right after this break.
So let's get into this. This is a speculation. Just some people have found it by snooping on the site. And Disney does not release event parties for things that are not going to happen. This is Disney Villains After Hours at Magic Kingdom Park.
Yes.
Okay? So it says, take a walk on the Vile Side and party with your Disney villains.
Shout out to Jessica, who sent this to us. Like,
but
she was snooping around yesterday and saw it.
But I've seen a lot of TikToks on it now because people are like, what is this? Because they were supposed to originally have this. This is more geared towards teens
and adults.
And this was originally supposed to happen, but COVID happened.
Yep.
So it was like Jollywood vibes. They had like 10 dates.
Yep.
Sold out. Instantly.
And we're trying to, this is what we're trying to get down for.
I saw people like from June to August, but why would it be June to August?
That would be weird.
August, October.
Yes. You know? Maybe they want to do it because the parade does go late and they're probably going to want to do it on a parade night, but you can do it on an off night because it's. Because
if it's August, we're there in August. So maybe it would be on one of them nights, but
we're there early August though. Mm-hmm. We're there early August. So I think that, I mean, partying with the villains, like what could that be?
The after hours events though are totally different from the parties though. Let's get into that because parties are more event based. This you'll get like a little show, a stage show.
Yep.
There will be no fireworks. You get free popcorn, snacks, drinks.
Get to
soda.
Walk around.
You'll get really low wait times on rides, like legit walk ons.
Yep.
Because the party
it's late.
Yeah.
It's like till 1 a.m.
Right. Like parties, like not so scary rides are like 20, 25 minutes. Like
if that.
Right. But after hours event,
none.
Dead. Like you are walking on.
Yeah, it's fine. You said dead with Halloween. I saw it. Yeah. That's funny.
But villains, like this makes me so
just
upset.
Let me get a picture with Ernesto de la Cruz. That's all
well,
I
they're
want.
Saying you're going
to
have
they're going to make me fly to Disneyland to see this. I guarantee.
Oogie Boogie Bash, which everyone says isn't good. And
I think it's probably good. Nothing Disney does is bad, though. So what are you basing it off of? Because I saw the Oogie Boogie Bash on, I think, Morrow's, and I thought it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just super short.
It's
short.
You know? It's a different kind of parade, but these after-hour events look so much fun. Like, didn't they have them at Animal Kingdom as well?
They have them everywhere.
Yeah, and like the Animal
Kingdom,
when we watched Mammoth Club at Animal Kingdom, and it's just super.
Trackers did Animal Kingdom.
Yep, it's just super cool. It's like a cool event where you can go.
That's why I'm saying like the rides are like a walk on. Like Mammoth
Trackers
did
Epcot, which looks so fun.
They literally walked on everything.
Yeah. So, I think that's what I'm interested in.
I don't know if there's AP discounts for that because I know for Not So Scary, $10 a ticket you save, but it went up this year. So
yeah, of course.
Like $10. So.
Yeah. But let's get into Not So Scary.
Yeah. So five new surprises.
Five new surprises.
Let's start off with obviously the OG himself, the Big Cheese. and Minnie have new outfits.
Love them.
Yes. They're like neon based. Disney is going hard with this neon.
They are. I love the color scheme last year. But the ombre.
They teased a little bit of what the merch will look like. And I already love it. It's a lot of Haunted Mansion based.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
You know? So they're going to have that. But it says it looks like he looks like a skeleton, or she kind of looks like a skeleton. Oh, no, a spider web attire. That's what it says.
Spider web.
But they're brand new neon.
Yes.
It says more. Probably more glow in the dark. Sighting.
More villain sighting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ernesto.
Yeah. You'll be able to spot people you've never seen before. I know. Even get a selfie with them.
I saw one where Bruno is going to be with Maribel.
Oh, right. Yeah. Meeting. Well, that's a meet and greet.
That's over, so cool. Yeah. At mm-hmm. the little.
Yeah. That's another the new casita. Thing that you're. Jump to.
I know, but like I'm so excited because you're
going to want to talk about this because yes, we're talking about Bruno for the first time.
And you don't talk about Bruno because you never get to see Bruno.
You can meet him from Encanto alongside Mirabel at their casita in the fairy tale garden.
I can't wait. I want to meet Bruno.
Me too.
But we're not going.
But is he a villain?
No, but I mean, here's the thing. No. He has that creepy aura about him. Because
we're not going.
Maybe.
But we're not going if there's no villain party or something.
It's he has a creepy aura about him because you think he's the villain the whole movie, but he's not.
The grandmother is.
No, I mean, I tend to lean there. She's
but
not.
Anyway.
The gift was you.
Right. Well, whatever. But you get more, and they say selfies with them.
Yeah.
You never could get a selfie with a villain.
At Disneyland, you can get pictures with everybody with selfies. Like, right, that's what I think is super cool. So that's what I'm talking about. Incorporate some stuff from Disneyland. Like, it's not just villains. Like, I've seen Mario, like, hey, Genie, selfie.
Well, they have more rares characters.
Just walking around.
Yeah.
Just walking around. Which,
but Disneyland can do that. Disney World can't do that.
Disney World's too crowded.
Right.
Disneyland's more chill. Uh-huh. Disney World's like, bah!
Disney
like,
World's
everyone's
like,
running.
Yeah. What's it like?
Bah! Boo to you.
Yeah. Bust a move during the Descendants dance party. Yes. And this will be off the Rise of the Red, which is premiering on Disney Plus July 12th.
Cannot wait. We will have a party for that.
We are big Descendants fans.
Huge.
Like, I like zombies, but I'm Descendants all the way.
We went to the zombie beats and we were kind of underwhelmed. We went to the Descendants 2 years ago, underwhelmed. I think they can do more.
This will be at Rocket Tower Plaza stage in Tomorrowland. So is that where you guys went?
We went there for one of them. I forget.
Where we saw those guys dancing that one time. Is that where the
zombies the Front were? Street Boys.
Yeah, I don't know.
Out of sync, we saw. But yeah, no, it was fun. Like, it was cool, but they didn't have Zed. You know, they didn't have like the zombies, right? Like, and the Descendants, if you're doing it, do it right. Like, give us Mal, give us all of them. Like, I want to see the whole bunch, and I want it to be a dance party because their music slaps. Their soundtracks.
Rise of the Red, I think, is like Uma based. And
it is.
I love her song. It's like one of my favorite songs.
Uma's like one of the best characters. So.
And now there's a new earlier start time. It always started at 8. So this year it's starting at 7.
Really? Do you still get in at 6?
4.
4.
4, yes. But the party will start at 7.
And then do they still kick people out at 6? Or is that?
I would imagine so.
Right? Or are they kicking them out at 5?
Because
that would be big. That extra hour of kicking people out. Because a lot of people do the rides during that. I'm going to guess 6 o'clock. We'll find out more as it starts.
Yeah.
But I can't believe we're halfway to Halloween and I'm super, I can't believe I'm talking about Halloween in May,
but
it is May 6th.
Right. But they broke the news today.
Yes.
That tickets will go on sale to the general public. To resort guests. So you have to be staying at Walt Disney World Resort, Shades of Green or Swan and Dolphin, like those ones.
Yep.
They can start May 8th.
So it goes on sale in 2 days.
Right. May 8th and then May 15th for everybody else.
Yeah.
So
if you're.
But let me tell you, like, don't rush to buy them because only like key dates, like Halloween.
Yeah.
The day before.
If you go in August, you're probably not going to run
it. August and September.
The first night sells out. Forget it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because all the content creators are there.
Right. And the first night is August 9th. It starts August 9th all the way to
October 31st. We miss it by like 4 days,
31st.
Which is crazy.
Right.
But Halloween obviously sells out. The whole week of Halloween sells out.
Yeah.
But like August, September, you're usually good.
Right. But that's a long party from August 9th to October 31st.
Yep.
The Christmas does not get that much love.
Christmas gets November 1st to December. Yeah.
This is a fan favorite.
It is a fan favorite. It's the best. I mean,
that's why my internet was breaking today.
It is the best. Yeah. It is the best. People wait for these announcements. It's the best mm-hmm. merchandise they release. Mm-hmm. It's the best parade that they have.
Yeah.
If they're adding more villains walking around. And here's the thing.
But they do change it, tweak it every year because they want you to keep going. You know? Yeah. We've been how many times?
Four or five.
Yeah.
And after this short break, we're going to get back into this. But I think that maybe the villains thing might mean something for August. And we'll get into that after this short break. Okay. So what are you talking about, Anthony? Right? That's what you looked at me like.
Yeah. I was like, huh?
Yeah. Well, what do you think I mean? There's villains walking around. It starts in August. August is D23. Are we getting Villainland?
Oh my God, don't make my mind go there.
Are we getting Villainland? You're adding villains. You're doing a villains party. Villain.
I mean, Disney Park, did you see when the news broke? It was all villain based.
All villains.
Maybe.
Are we getting the villains land in Magic Kingdom?
I don't
want to
get my
Kingdom?
Hopes up, but maybe.
I mean,
they teased it.
Can I flex with Gaston at this party also? Can I get a picture flexing with Gaston?
So now this is going to make my mind. I didn't even think of this. Because they teased it 2 years ago.
Yes.
So we're not the one throwing this in the air.
Like, no, it was a blue sky
idea.
They
said maybe a villains land. So now I'm like, oh my God, now this is all villains based. What if they're like prepping for D23 announcement that villains land's coming? I will.
And you can get a taste of it at the not so scary parade or the villains party.
Right. Oh my God. I just got chilled. For real?
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Smart.
But I would flip out if that's a little teaser. But then let's
take it down.
Glass half full.
Yeah.
Maybe they're adding all this stuff because you're not getting a villain's land and people have been clamoring for more fill. Right. So it's a kind of like a 50-50
could be
thing.
Nothing and you get your little fix here.
Exactly.
Because we want more villains at the Halloween.
Exactly. You know? We definitely want more villains at the Halloween. We want villains in the park. I think Magic Kingdom needs to make up their mind if they're going to cater to like princesses, like who just added Rapunzel, Japan.
And then,
you know, or you're going to go villains land. Because, you know, I think we've had this discussion. You need more princesses.
Right.
But
man, villains,
if
no
you
want to
do something, wow, like nobody's
Which
doing
Magic
it.
Kingdom
Disneyland
needs.
Doesn't have it. Japan doesn't have it.
And
Paris doesn't have it.
Your most visited park in the world should get a land like no else, nowhere else in the world.
Yes, I agree. When I thought about that today, I'm like, why are they teasing? And I didn't text you that because I wanted to like blow your mind.
And
the
it
podcast.
Blew my mind. I'm over here and I'm like, shoot.
I'm like, why are there so many villain teases? Mm-hmm. And it starts in August. D23 is in August. Like, could this all be a sign? And Disney loves Easter eggs.
Love them.
So maybe I'm reading into it too much because I'm such a Disney fan that mm-hmm. like anything, it's like being a Taylor Swift fan, which I am. Like you read into everything.
Dissect.
An insect is an ant.
I was going
to
say
it's tough to be a bug. All right. It is tough to be a bug. It's dissect.
Yeah. But no, for real. Now my mind's going.
Right.
But good going.
Yeah. Right. What else is coming? Anything?
All right. Well, no. But with Not So Scary, you get Mickey's Boodoo Halloween Parade.
The best.
You'll get the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular.
The best.
You'll get Disney's Not So Scary Spectacular, the fireworks.
The best.
And Moonlight Melodies, which is the Disney Junior. We've never done that.
No. Why?
So they have that.
Why haven't we?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because our kid's are like an older kid. I don't know.
Francesca's not older.
Well, she does. I don't know. She like wants to. Oh, I'm going to drive Big Thunder.
Yeah, Big Thunder.
So the Hocus Pocus Villain, it starts August 9th. In August through September 28th, there's only 3 show times.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting from September 29th to October 31st, you'll get 4 show times.
They add one.
They ramp it up.
They add one
but
because...
But that's a lot of chances. If you don't want to see one, go come back and see it. It's like 20 minutes, but it's so good.
It's like 7, 10,
Boogie
8,
Boogie
10,
comes
9,
out.
10.
I mean,
yeah.
You do get a little villain fix there.
Yes.
So... There's that.
And we love the Sanderson sisters. So.
Right. The Boodoo Parade is 8:15 or 11:15 or 11:15 p.m. 2 show times. We always do the early one for some reason. We didn't do the late one, right?
No, we ride rides.
We do. Yeah, we shut that down.
So what we should do is ride rides before and then hit the 11:15. And now that Francesca's older, we can.
Yeah, she was up till midnight the other night.
Yes, on a random Saturday.
Right. So, and he's like freaking out. I'm like, Spot hour.
Oh, yeah.
Your sister's doing it. She's going to do it.
Yeah.
But, and there's only one firework showing a night, 10 p.m.
Yep.
You do not want to miss it.
Do not miss it.
With not Jack Skellington, like he narrates it. Oh. It is my favorite. Like, yes. Oh, it's so good.
And you can meet Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
Which is, we haven't got to because the line's like an hour and a half at all
times.
But
I think I will one time because, like, I don't know. I feel like I need to meet him and Sally.
Yeah.
They weren't on the cruise, were they?
No.
No.
Nope. We got the Sanderson sisters mini.
Right.
Which was so cool.
Yeah. The trick-or-treating through the park.
Ugh.
I mean, they stuck
you
you
can stand
in
line and meet villains and trick-or-treat or meet characters.
Enter the parade, the party, you'll get your little program like you do for like the holiday, the festivals at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get your trick-or-treat bag. They'll give you some candy as you get in. And then the trick-or-treat spots load you
load
up.
Load you up.
Like
it would filler be, magic, there's two stops.
I mean, it might melt because it's hot, so... Ours was melting.
Yes, ours was
no,
melting.
No, there's a, what, this says trick or treat at Tortuga Tavern, yep. Tom Sawyer Island, Gaston's Tavern, Princess Fairytale Hall, near Tron, and then Market Street Welcome when you walk in.
So usually-
And there's an allergy friendly thing too.
Yes.
So if you can't have peanuts or anything, don't stress. Coin. Go get us, yeah.
They give you a little coin.
Yeah, and then you go
turn
get-
that coin.
Get what you can have.
Yeah.
Which I love.
So what we also, the villains don't hand out candy. The villains or
no,
the characters
the cast member.
Are usually right near there though.
Yeah.
So like the Mad Hatter was kind of near where we got candy. Mm-hmm. I forget where it was at. It was near the teacups. But they've changed where you can get candy because we went to Filler Magic and got two things of candy.
Right.
Going in and going out.
Right. You can go to the same trick-or-treat spot as many times as you want.
Yeah,
to.
But
they're not going to.
But like the Mad Hatter was out.
Right.
We saw Jafar the 1 year. Like
oh yeah, I remember he was walking around.
We saw Lion King. Rafiki totally ignored Nicole.
Oh yeah, that hurt my feelings.
Rafiki walked right past you.
Whatever, maybe didn't hear me.
did not care. Rafiki was like, "No candy for you."
Whatever. But the cast members hand out the candy and they make the party great too. They're in their special
cast
costumes.
Cast members are the magic.
And like for real.
And you know what's funny is I forgot what the not. You know, not so scary costume, Halloween costume looked like. Because every time we were going, it was October. And they were always in that garb, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw them when we started, got the annual pass. I'm like, that's what they wear normally.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because
Easter
I was so
like
I was used to...
Just Halloween.
The Halloween.
Once a year, yeah.
Yep.
And we always picked Halloween.
We always picked Halloween. Mm-hmm. So I think that's amazing. Is there anything else coming?
No, I think we've covered everything.
We covered everything. We've covered everything about the party.
Yeah, like this party, you don't get so...
It's ranging from, what, $119 to $199 a ticket.
Right.
So you're going to pay, guys. Here's a little advice. If you're going to the party, you have to buy a separate ticket. Because if you go to the park that day, you have to buy a park ticket.
Yeah.
For us, not a big deal.
Don't waste your money.
We have the annual pass. We could go to a park and stay for the party.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going on vacation, do not buy a park ticket that day.
No.
Save your energy.
Have a
Save
cool
your energy.
Day, take a nap, go
yep,
in.
Because it is well worth it, and it is amazing. If you think we are amazing, we have a Patreon, which you can follow right here. Join for extra content. The Stefano's Magic on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow, share with a friend, like, subscribe, comment. If you're listening on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your audio, leave a 5-star review. We have a new Creators Corner coming out this weekend.
So excited.
We have Rob from Eager Scouts. I cannot wait to talk about Genie Plus because that man has performed miracles. He is our genie. He granted our wish by helping us so much with Genie Plus. So you're going to want to check that out. And we just want to thank you for the support. We are super excited about what's coming for the brand. We have a trip planned in June, June 1st to June 2nd. One day, six videos. Let's go. We're going to shoot a bunch. We're going to shoot a bunch of videos and then we go back in August to shoot more. We're going to start ramping up our shooting schedule,
yeah.
But you will get this podcast weekly as a little fix until our vlogs come out. Any final words?
Just thank you to all the new subscribers, everybody that's tuning in. Like it's
people
so,
that comment and message
it's
us.
It's just grateful. Like even,
you make our day.
You really do. Like listening to my podcast made my day. Like that's crazy.
It's crazy to think.
Yeah.
And
I knew it was possible with Anthony, but like for me being included too, it's like weird for me.
Yeah, because you never had this kind of background.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw success in my wrestling thing and You know, and one night I was laying in bed, and this was before we were even
like people that didn't like, just care.
I was like, I want to retire from podcasting, but I want to give it one more try. But I want you to be my co-host, and we're going to start Magic and the Mouse, and then here we are.
But it's just crazy. Like people like generally care and want to listen to stuff we love, because they love it too, and it doesn't make you feel like not that I even should care. I always get on this rant, like Disney adults, like we're weird, but you're really not. If you like something,
you have a
like
passion
it,
for something. Listen,
don't let anybody dull you because they think you're weird. Like, come on, there's like what you like, and don't
and be passionate about it and have fun with it. And you guys make this
and
super
just
fun.
Just thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys make this super fun. So please share this with a friend, comment, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And we knew we were supposed to do Reimagining Disney.
Yeah, but I had
that's
to
coming next week.
I had
week.
To intervene with
so
Halloween.
Next week we reimagine Disney.
Yeah.
We're going to put on our Imagineer badges and we're going to get to work. And you'll see what we're
redoing. I don't have
redoing.
An Imagineer brain, but.
We're going to redo some stuff in Disney World. But until then, we'll see you later. Peace.